This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. The revelation last September that Volkswagen cheated in emissions tests was greeted with shock around the world. The company was found to have installed software to make its diesel cars appear less polluting than they really were. A few weeks after the news first broke, VW's US president and chief executive, Michael Horn, appeared before Congress in Washington to say sorry for what had happened.
On behalf of our company and my colleagues in Germany, and me personally, I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime. These events, and I fully agree on this, are deeply troubling. I did not think that something like this was possible at the Volkswagen Group. We have broken the trust of our customers, dealerships, employees, as well as the public and the regulators.
Now, VW has announced that Michael Horn is to leave through mutual agreement. The company's global chief executive at the time of the crisis, Martin Winterkorn, resigned just days after it blew up. Professor David Bailey is an automotive expert at the Aston University Business School in the English Midlands. He gave me his reaction to the latest news.
In a sense, it's not a surprise. The surprise is that it's taken this long. I always thought that there would have to be a whole series of resignations from the company. We saw it with the chief executive. I expected there to be resignations in the United States, and we've also seen some in terms of the engineering side of things. So it's a surprise to me that it's actually taken this long to happen.
Yes, it's interesting. In a statement, Volkswagen says that Michael Horn showed, and I quote, exemplary leadership during difficult times for the brand, obviously referring there to the emissions cheating scandal. How well do you think Michael Hall handled the whole affair? He testified, didn't he, before Congress when it was raging?
That's right. I mean, I think in a sense he did a good job in kind of putting the hands up and saying, you know, we screwed up. That was the most forthright of the kind of confessions of guilt, as it were, out of Volkswagen. So in that sense, I think he played a very important role. But let's remember, he was also the boss that was in charge when this was going on. And he was the boss that was in charge when they were denying that they were doing it. So, you know, he got them into this mess. He then put his hands up and said, look, we've really screwed up and we need to start again. So I think ultimately he had to pay the price for it.
Do you think Volkswagen now has a future in the United States?
Certainly, it's managed to kill the diesel market. The diesel market was never a very big market in the United States, and it was trying to get that going, and it was trying to sell its diesel cars as clean cars. That's now completely ruined. It can't even sell some of its diesel models in the US anymore. They're not allowed to at the moment because there hasn't been a fix. So it needs to utterly rebuild its reputation there. It's throwing money at the problem in terms of heavy discounting, trying to tempt buyers back, but it needs to rebuild its reputation. It ultimately, I think, has to come clean with the regulator. There's still criticism about how responsive they are to requests for information, and I think it needs to invest substantially in a new range of environmentally friendly vehicles and embrace electric cars. Now, they said they will do that, but we've yet to really see any detail on it.
And what about in Europe? To what extent is Volkswagen managing to put this crisis behind it, do you think?
Well, I think the company faces a fundamental problem globally. Now, in Europe, some are saying, well, their car sales are actually holding up and they're actually increasing. However, they are losing market share, and I think they are having to discount to keep customers. When you factor in the discounting, the money that they're having to pay in fixing the problem, the likely fines that are going to come from America, as well as the challenge from investors, it's going to cost the company tens of billions. So they are going to face a very substantial hit. I think they will weather it. I think they can use the crisis actually to do positive things in terms of embracing the new technologies that are needed. And ultimately, let's remember, this is a company with a turnover of 200 billion euros, and it's backed by the German government. So it should get through it, and I think it needs to use this crisis in a positive way.
Auto industry expert Professor David Bailey. The recent mini recovery in oil prices continues, with the international benchmark, that's Brent crude, rising another 4% to around $41 a barrel. Our regular markets commentator Doug McIntyre gave me his take on that and the day's other main trading news from New York.
So it pops up another 4% or so, and now really up over 40% since the bottom, which was around $29. And one of the things when you look at that is it doesn't make sense. It's not as if the geopolitical issues that are involved with the price of oil or supply and demand has changed enough for that to happen. So some of this is just momentum. When oil moves towards $20, you get a lot of people who just don't believe that that makes sense, and you start to get people buying in because they don't want to miss the uptick, and you know, suddenly you have trades flooding into the exchanges, and you know, people are knocking themselves out trying to get through the door.
And there's a restaurant chain called Chipotle in the United States. Chipotle, a Mexican grill. It seems to have been leaving a nasty taste in the mouths of its diners. Some real problems there for the company. What did we hear today?
One more store. They had norovirus, which is a bad flu-like virus, probably picked up from the food. It looks like as many as four employees got sick. You would think that nobody would panic about this, but on a much broader scale, this has happened at the company within the last several months, and it's caused a vicious sell-off in the stock. I think the management figured we're finally past all this, and then, of course, when this comes out, every media outlet in the United States picks it up because it's just one of those, I went to a Mexican restaurant and got sick stories.
Doug McIntyre at the financial website. 24/7 Wall Street. Well, the Dow eventually ended the day up about a fifth of a percent at 17,000 exactly. Earlier, London's main share index, that was up a third of a percent at 6,146.